off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, plays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. The Morehead State women's basketball team is off to its best start in Ohio Valley Conference play in 7 years. And the Eagles hope to keep that positive mojo rolling this afternoon against the struggling Cougars of SIU Edwardsville. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis alongside my pal Chuck Mraz at First Community Arena in Edwardsville near the banks of the mighty Mississippi River. MSU's women are riding a crest of emotion after Thursday's dramatic 69-67 win at Eastern Illinois to snap an 8-game losing streak to the Panthers. The Eagles have now won 3 of their 4 OVC battles to date to move into a tie for second place in the early league standings. In the second half of today's women's men's doubleheader, they'll be facing an SIUE bunch that has lost 14 of its first 17 games and that's winless in 4 consecutive outings. To make things even tougher, the Cougars lost all OVC guard KK Rodriguez to an injury in early December. At the time, she was 3rd in the country in points scored. It's a great chance for MSU to continue building momentum, but they can't overlook the hungry Cougars. We'll talk with Eagle coach Kayla Petrie after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Welcome back to First Community Arena in Edwardsville, Illinois, as we continue today's OVC basketball doubleheader, joined now by MSU women's coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, coming off of another solid win, and you just keep the momentum going.
You know, I was just so proud of our entire team, our entire program for the win two nights ago. But I just, you know, we celebrated and we had a big time. But the message has been, as soon as we woke up yesterday, that that it's that 18-round fight, and round four wouldn't kill us if we lost it. But and it sure isn't the end-all, be-all. You know, it's a great win, and against a really good basketball team, very well coached. You know, older level players, and so happy to get out of there with that win. But if we don't take care of business today, it kind of erases the whole thing, right?
I do have to ask, what have you done with Skylar Rhodes, and who is this imposter who can't miss from three-point range?
Skylar Barnes.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We got so many Rhodes girls, but Skylar Barnes. You're going to laugh. All we've told her to do is lose the tornado. Like, she used to always try to drive and spin, and we've just spent a lot of time in the film room, like, showing her how to, you know, how to grade her shot selection and shoot. When she shoots three, she's always been a good shooter, just her shot selection wasn't great early. It was, I think, the adjustment of the speed and the physicality from junior college to Division I. I think it kind of sped her up a little bit, and when you have a player that's as athletic as she is, when an athlete gets sped up, sometimes that turns into being out of control. And so we've tried to harness her a little bit, but she's just trying to take shots in rhythm, in range, we're trying to get inside out looks for her. We don't ever want her to create a three for herself. We want somebody to penetrate and somebody to find her. And what makes her so difficult to guard is because she is such a threat off the bounce, too. They can't run her off the line because she's athletic enough, she can get to the rim. But she's playing unbelievable, and she's, you know, one of our top defenders. So couldn't be more pleased with her. I think everybody's making baby steps every day.
Talk a little bit about SIUE. Obviously a different look than you saw 2 days ago.
They are, they're going to try to, 80% of the time, they're going to try to shoot the first 10, 12 seconds of the shot clock. Usually their games are high scoring. They want to get a shot early. Then they want to press, make or miss. They want you to get a shot early. And they're not subbing like they normally. The first couple of years they were five in, five out. This year I've noticed it's more two or three at a time. They don't have quite as deep of bench as they normally do. So they're substitution patterns. But I would say the mindset is just to speed you up and wear you out, and then and beat you at the end. Nobody needs to think because they're 0-4 that they're not a good basketball team. They played the top teams in the league, and they've played them all very, very close. So today will not be easy, and that's not just coach speak. That's it's a very much a concern. They're going to shoot a lot of threes. And they're going to run the floor.
And a lot of free throws.
A lot of free throws, yes, sir.
All right. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Coach Caleb Petrie, back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's Sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's Sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Welcome back to First Community Arena on the campus of SIU Edwardsville as Moorhead State gets set to play the second half of today's OVC basketball doubleheader against the Cougars of SIUE. Let's take a look at our teams squaring off in this women's half of that twin bill. We'll start with the homestanding Cougars. They're 3-14 on the season, winless in four OVC games after getting thumped by Southern Indiana 87-64 on Thursday. They start four guards and a forward, starting with the point guard Ava Stoller, a 5'6 freshman from St. Petersburg, Florida, averaging 9.8 points, 5 rebounds, and about 3 assists a game. Macy Sylvie, one of the other guards, a 5'10 sophomore from Glen Carbon, Illinois, 8.7 points, 4.3 caroms a game. Molly Sheehan, a 3-point specialist, 5'8 junior from Hinsdale, Illinois, a transfer from Valparaiso, averaging 8.2 points, just shy of 2 boards, and shooting 47% from three-point range and well over 50% from outside the arc in conference play. Sophie Lois, the leading scorer on this Cougar roster after the loss of K.K. Rodriguez, a 5'8 junior from Springfield, Illinois, averaging 11.2 points and 2.7 rebounds a game. And the forward, Hallie Smith, a 6-foot junior from Bell, Missouri, transfer from Southeast Missouri, averaging 6.7 markers and 4.2 rebounds an outing. Samantha Quigley-Smith is in her third season at the Cougar helm, where she is 25-54 over that span. Moorhead State off to an 8-7 start, 3-1 in league play after Thursday's 69-67 victory at Eastern Illinois. The Eagles have lost 5 of their 7 road games so far this winter, but those 2 road wins have come in OVC play. Starting lineup looks like this today. Veronica Charles, one of the guards, a 5'4 senior from Benue State, Nigeria, 11.2 points, 3.3 rebounds, and about 2 steals an outing. Melissa Sacchiaroli, one of the other guards, a 5'10 junior from Sourges, France, 9 points, 2 boards a game. Skylar Barnes, after leading the Eagles in scoring in 2 straight games, will get the start today. 5'9 junior from Lancaster, Texas, at one of the guard spots, about 5.7 points and 3.2 caroms per game. And the 2 forwards are Blessing King and Haley Rhodes. King, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, 6 points and 9 rebounds per outing. That's good for second best in the OVC. And Haley Rhodes, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, just shy of 10 points and 5 rebounds a game. Kayla Petrie in her third season at the Eagle helm, where she is 20-54. MSU leads this all-time series with SIUE 12-9, including a 6-5 advantage in games played here in Edwardsville. The Eagles beat the Cougars 64-60 in their last meeting last January. Our officials today, David Rafalski, Courtney Donahue, and Shantae Glenn. We'll take one more break and come back and look at our keys and get set for tip-off right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit 1. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. you do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis, our studio engineer and producer Ian Corbin, and joined now by my good buddy and color analyst for the day, Chuck Mraz. Chuck, we have been working together since, I guess, the early 90s as far as game broadcasts, and in all those years, the first time I'm on the play-by-play side and you're doing color.
That's right, Tom.
I'm going to go all out for you today, just so you know. Unbelievable. Let's try to find something insightful to talk about here as we get set for tip-off of this game, Moorhead State and SIUE. I think one of the keys for Moorhead State, eight glass today. MSU comes in plus 5.6 in rebound margin. SIUE, a negative 4.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a SIU team that is, they're shorthanded. They only have 9 players, yeah. Tom. They can't get into foul trouble. They really cannot. The one thing I looked at, you and I talked about, another key is Molly Sheehan is really the only player on this Cougar roster that can shoot three. She's 18 of 34 in conference play. The rest of her teammates are 11 of 61. So if they can shut down Sheehan, I'm not sure that SIUE can score.
No. And really, I think the main thing Moorhead State has to worry about is trying to limit the trips that the Cougars make to the free throw line. Second in the OVC, 48th in the nation in free throw percentage of the team. 5 of the 10 players they have on their roster who have seen playing time this year shoot free throw at least an 82% clip.
Yeah, I like the way Moorhead State's women have been playing defense lately. They've gone to a lot more zones. I think it's worked well for them. But you know that the Cougars, shorthanded, not shooting it well from the outside, will be trying to penetrate a lot of dribble drive stuff, a lot of entry passes to try to force the issue to get to the free throw line.
Teams have taken the floor, getting set for our opening tip. SIUE sporting the home white uniforms with black numbers and letters and red and black trim. And Moorhead State in its kind of neutral yellow uniforms. They play or wear both at home and on the road, but gold uniforms with blue numbers and letters and royal blue and white trim. David Rafalski, our lead official, steps in. Opening tip claimed by Moorhead State's Blessing King and retrieved in the backcourt by Skylar Barnes. She'll get it to Veronica Charles running the point as we start. Haley Rhodes on the right wing, out straight away to King. Hands it off to the curling Charles. To the left wing now to Seki Aroli. Back out straight away to Rhodes. Around the horn to Charles. Jab step, now tries to penetrate. Step back jumper from about 15, right side, no good. And the rebound claimed by Stoller. Quickly ahead to Sheehan on the right wing. She'll put down the left-handed dribble, guarded by Rhodes. Entry pass to Hallie Smith. Puts it up and over Blessing King off the glass and through. Cougars the quick 2-0 lead.
Yeah, see, well, I think we'll see a lot more of that today as much as possible for SIUE.
Seki Aroli has the ball on the left wing for Moorhead State, guarded on the perimeter by Sheehan, out straight away to Barnes, around to Charles. 3-point try off the back of the iron, no good, and a whistle and a foul on the rebound as Skylar Barnes pushes off down low. First on Barnes, first on either team in this game.
I'd like to see Moorhead State attack SIUE a little bit more on the inside. Looks like they're doing a little bit of matchup zone right now. And settling for threes is not going to be a good answer, I think, to that defense.
Eagles extend the pressure, but kind of token full court pressure as Cougars easily get it into the front court. Another entry pass on the low block intended for Smith, but King there to deflect it away out of bounds on the baseline. 21 on the shot clock. We've played just over a minute in this ball game. Inbounds comes to Smith in the left corner, guarded out on the perimeter by King. Gets it to the cutting Stoller. Back, tried to get it back to Smith, but stolen nicely by Barnes. Quickly the other way. Lays it up, no good. Blessing King leads the league in offensive reboundings, claims one there. Now it's Smith out to Barnes, tries the three-pointer. It's off the back of the iron, no good. And Stoller, another defensive rebound for the Cougars. Ahead to Sheehan. She'll drive left angle. kicks it far side. Three-point try by Sylvie. Too strong over the top of the rim, and Morehead State comes the other way. Charles quickly to Secchiaroli. Right side three-pointer, no good. King, another strong offensive rebound out to Haley Rhodes. Now to Charles. She'll slow it up and rotate back out between the circles. One-handed pass to Rhodes on the right wing. Tries to penetrate, gets cut off. Pass initially deflected, shot clock to 5. Secchiaroli holds, gets it to Charles. 2 on the shot clock, pull-up jumper off the backboard in the front of the rim, no good. Stoller, her third defensive rebound already. To Sylvie, tries to drive, out of control, layup no good. Hallie Smith, the rebound, her putback no good.
I think she could have gotten in a little bit closer. Yeah, she took that one from about 5 feet out. I think she had the basket to herself if she put it down one time.
Substitutions for SIUE as Olivia Clayton and Lazaria Williams check in. And for Morehead State, Katie Novick onto the floor for the first time. Pass comes in to Clayton. She'll get it out to Stoller on the right side. Gives to the curling Williams. Her entry pass deflected away and stolen by Morehead State. Haley Rhodes to Charles. Euro step in the lane, got it to King. Her first shot blocked, got it back out to Barnes. Thought about the three, instead penetrates left angle, lays it off the glass and through, and we're tied at 2.
She had to weave around 2 defenders to get to the basket.
Stoller walks it across midcourt. Make that Lazaria Williams. Finds Sylvie on the right side, brings it out to the top of the key, picks up her dribble, gets it to the curling Lois. Williams has it swatted away. Charles, who leads the team in steals, comes the other way in transition after coming up with a swipe, lays it up and through, and Morehead State moves out on top 4-2.
I'm surprised that Smith and Sheehan are both on the bench for SIUE. Those are the two players you know that can score for them.
Stoller out top to Sylvie, guarded by Barnes, gives to the curling Sophie Lewis. To Williams, out top to Clayton. Tries to drive against King. Turns around in the lane against her with the left hand. It's no good, but King picked up the foul. Not so sure. Not a lot of contact, but it's going to be free throws for the Cougars.
She had her right hand on her hip, Tom, and gave her just a little bit of a push, and that's what drew the foul.
So Olivia Clayton will head to the line. One of the few Cougars who doesn't shoot free throws particularly well. 56% on the year.
She's at 61% for the OVC in 4 games, though, so a little better in conference play.
Eagle substitution as King will go to the bench, and Jaden Rhodes, Haley's twin sister, checks in. Clayton is true on the first free throw try. Cuts Morehead State's lead to 1. Second free throw off the neck of the iron, too strong. Haley Rhodes the rebound, gets it to Novick, who will bring it up the right side into the front court for Morehead State. Stops outside the hash, backs it out near the midcourt stripe. Now to Charles, right back to Novick at the right hash. Directs traffic. Out straight away to Jaden Rhodes. Now to Barnes. She curls into the top of the key. 17-foot pull-up, no good. Floor rebound claimed by Stoller of SIUE. Cross-court pass to Lois, whose three-point try off the right wing is too short off the iron. Novick in transition for Morehead State after the rebound. Tried to get it to Haley Rhodes, but the pass out of her reach out of bounds.
We talk about SIUE's lack of three-point shooting. Lois now in league action, 3 of 27 outside the arc after that miss.
Sheehan back onto the floor for SIUE. Stoller to the bench. Sheehan works it up the right side into the front court, out to Clayton, right back to Sheehan between the rings. Far side to Ava Galuza. Cross-court pass from Clayton to Sheehan, who is fouled by Morehead State's Haley Rhodes as she tried a three-pointer.
And that's going to be 3 free throws because she was just outside the arc when she let it go. And she was open, Tom, and that's the one player on the Cougar roster you can't leave open outside the arc.
Can't let her get to the line either. She's 13 for 13 from there for the year and makes the first here. Tie ball game at 4. 5:25 to play in the opening quarter. She in second free throw. Also good. to put the Cougars up one, and one more to come. Free throw up. Perfect. As usual, she's now 16 of 16 on the year. Eagles with the ball down two, facing full court pressure. Haley Rhodes gets it to Novick. One bounce, gets it ahead to Barnes. Got behind the defense, lays it up, goes to the floor. No call, missed shot, but an offensive rebound for Charles.
Great rebound by Charles.
Yep, Novick now penetrates, stops left elbow, kicks left baseline to Jaden Rhodes, trying to penetrate, and she's fouled as she put the ball in the air. Shot no good, but two freebies coming for Jaden.
SIUE's defense is giving that baseline away right now, and Morehead State should attack it as much as possible because they're getting some good looks. MSU just 2 of 11 from the field thus far.
Sylvie back on for SIUE, and Seki Aroli checks back in for Morehead State as Barnes will get a breather. We've had off and on computer problems today, and computer stats down momentarily. Rhodes hits the first free throw. Haley's twin sister out of Keller, Texas. Both stand 5'11". Jaden's second free throw off the back of the iron. Too strong. Floor rebound claimed by Hallie Rhodes. Now Sheehan will work it up the far side. Gets it to Sylvie. Guarded closely by Novick. Back out top to Sheehan. Right-handed dribble. Goes to Sylvie. And a steal by Morehead State near the corner. And in transition, Charles one-on-one against Sheehan, put it up too short, got her own miss. Kicks it out top to Seki Aroli, left wing three, off the back of the iron, too strong. And the rebound chased down out top by Sheehan. She'll bring it into the front court. Goes to Lois on the left side. Tried to get it inside to Smith, but deflected away by Rhodes, who comes the other way for Morehead State. To Charles, her bounce pass can't be collected by Novick. It'll go out of bounds. Another turnover on Morehead State, an immediate timeout. 4:21 to play, opening quarter. And it's SIUE with the 6-5 advantage over MSU here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street, Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Meals. Serving farmers since 1918.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IG in Morehead. USDA boneless beef chuck roast is only $5.99 a pound. Lean Cuisine and Stouffer's entrees are specially priced at just $2. And the 3-pound bag of Clementine mandarins is only $3.99. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IG in downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
Back in Edwardsville, Illinois, 4:21 to play, first quarter. Morehead State's women trailing the Cougars of SIUE by a count of 6-5. Tom Lewis along with Chuck Mraz. And Chuck, Morehead State so far not able to get in much of an offensive rhythm.
No, 2 of 13 from the field. And when you look at three-point shooting, 0 of 4, SIUE just 1 of 5 from the field, and their problem has been 5 turnovers, but Morehead State hasn't helped itself by missing a lot of shots, and there have been a couple of layups in there, a couple of good looks from the outside, a 2-on-1 fast break where they didn't convert on the score, so They got to pull it together offensively.
Cougar basketball as we resume action. It's Molly Sheehan floating to the right side. Gets it to Lois at the right elbow. And Charles, another steal for Morehead State. Quickly the other way. Streaks to the other end. Gets behind the defense and uncontested. Lays it up and in. And Morehead State back up 7-6.
That's the third SIUE turnover.
Entry pass is successful. This time to Allie Smith. Trying to put a left-handed hook over her defender. Couldn't get it to go. And the Eagles clear the boards. Charles crosses midcourt through the SIUE logo. Picked up out top by Stoller. Works around a screen from King. Kicks it far corner to Skylar Barnes. She misses the three-point try, but she's knocked backwards and fouled, and Skylar will go to the line.
Anytime you're fouling about 21, 22 feet from the goal, it's a bad one.
Skylar Barnes, 3 games ago, was at 10% from three-point range on the season. Here we are today, and that percentage is up to 45.5%. 9 of 12 the last 2 games from outside the arc. She misses the first of 3 free throws here.
She really had a good look from the right corner on that shot. Defender came over late. She got bailed out on the foul.
Second one also no good.
She rushed that shot.
That foul was on Sophie Lois of SIUE, the team's second of the quarter. Third free throw is good, so that will increase Morehead State's lead to 8-6 as the Cougars come into the front court. Sylvie gives it out top to Stoller. Floats between the rings, guarded by Barnes. Now to Lois, far side to Sheehan, out top to Stoller. Left-handed dribble, gets around Barnes, floats it up in the lane. It's no good, but a whistle and a foul call on Morehead State's Melissa Secchiaroli trying to defend.
Tried to slide in there, got in there just a little bit late. Nearly a charge, but just a step slow on trying to get in front of the shooter.
And so Ava Stoller, the freshman point guard, will go to the line. First one up and good.
That has to be SIU's game plan to stay in this contest, is get the ball inside, get to the free throw line.
Stoller at 85% from the stripe on the year. Leads SIUE in rebounding. 11th in the OVC with 5 rebounds a game, and she's a point guard. Second free throw also good, and we're tied at 8 as Morehead State comes into the front court. Novick holds the ball inside the center circle. Now puts down the right-handed dribble. Floats to the right. Gets it to Barnes. Hands it right back to Novick at the hash. She'll rotate into the lane, kicks it into the near corner to Charles. Dribbles back out top, steps outside the apex of the arc, launches a three and cans it.
Yeah, she had a really good look, top of the key. No defender came out to get her.
11-8, Morehead State. Sheehan blows by her defender, Charles. That doesn't happen often, but she got to the rack, laid it off the glass and threw.
A little stop and go move.
Yep. Morehead State in transition. Haley Rhodes quickly down the court, caught SIUE sleeping a bit defensively, couldn't get the layup to go, but she draws contact. So Morehead State taking a page out of SIUE's playbook, getting to the line quite a bit.
Nice ball fake right there to get the defender in the air, and then she went right back up after the defender came down, and nice job of drawing that foul.
Rhodes misses the first free throw. Eagles now 1 of 6 from the stripe. Excuse me, 2 of 6 from the stripe in the early going. Second one. This one's right on the money. And so Morehead State up 12-10. As Stoller will walk it into the front court. Gets it to Clayton out top. To the curling Lois. Back to Stoller. Right point. Bounce pass inside to Clayton. Goes to work with the left hand. Can't get the shot to go. Got her own miss. Puts it back up. No good. Another try by Sylvie off the mark, and finally Blessing King the board for Morehead State.
3 misses within 2 feet.
Charles to Barnes in the far corner. Back out top to Haley Rhodes. 1 dribble, kicks to Novick on the left wing. Bounce pass down low to Haley Rhodes. Can't get the layup to go. Somewhat contested, the defensive rebound, and here come the Cougars. Sheehan gives it to Lois at the top of the key. Out to Stoller. Fakes the shot, drives the lane. Floater rims in and out. No. Blessing King, another rebound for the Eagles. To Novick up the left side. Morehead State playing with some pace here. Kicks it to Barnes. Wide open three, right wing. Too strong. And Stoller, the floor rebound for SIUE. Quickly, a pass underneath to Clayton. It won't go, but a blocking foul down low as Blessing King tried to slide underneath her. King still on the floor. She'll be called for the personal foul. Actually, it's Skylar Barnes on the floor.
I'll tell you what, Tom, I would be concerned if I'm Coach Kayla Petrie with the ability of SIU Edwardsville to get the ball down inside close to the goal. They've been fortunately missing some shots, but they've had a lot of really good opportunities.
Yeah. So it was Barnes, not King, called for that personal foul. And Barnes, you can tell, in a bit of discomfort at the base of the goal standard after getting run over and called for the blocking foul.
Neither of these teams are putting on a shooting clinic right now. Morehead State 4 of 17, SIUE at 2 of 11.
SIUE has missed nine of its last 10 field goal tries.
And we talked about some of those are point blank range.
Yep. Coach Kayla Petrie and trainer Kyle Wolf tending to Skylar Barnes. Looks like they're going to try to help her up here. She's finally at least sitting and helped to her feet. She'll walk to the bench under her own power. That's a good sign.
That was a big-time collision under the basket.
It was. Matilda Soderlund will check in for Morehead State to replace Barnes. Soderlund, 5'6 junior out of Stockholm, Sweden. Transfer from South Plains. Soderlund erupted for a career-high 24 points against Davis and Elkins, and in the four games since then has a total of 8 points. So Olivia Clayton back to the line for SIUE. First free throw rattles in, out, and back in. And that cuts Morehead State's lead to 1-12-11.
If it's a good sign, that's the eighth free throw for SIUE, but Morehead State has also already shot seven.
Second free throw, also good by Clayton. We're tied at 12. Again, full court pressure, inbounds to Charles. She'll work it across the timeline, gets it back out to Novick, who asks Charles to clear out high left. Circles back around the top of the arc, hands it off to Soderlund right hash. Dribbles to the top of the key, gives to Michaela Hall, who checked in recently. Back to Charles. Off of a Hall screen, tries the three-pointer straight away. It's an air ball, but Novick comes up with the loose ball. Her layup attempt no good. Blessing King tried to corral the rebound for Morehead State. She's fouled. And it looks like that will go against Ava Galuza.
A lot of bodies under that basket. That foul could have gone either way against a number of players. Right now, SIUE is using a sagging, switching man-to-man defense, and that's causing Morehead State some issues. They haven't quite figured it out yet.
So Blessing King at the free throw line. Always an adventure. This one rims in and out.
Boy, that thing went over a rafter.
We have seen some impressive misses by Blessing in the early going at the free throw line. Second one high arcing. This one's perfect.
Huh.
More often than not, when she makes a free throw, it's a bank shot. That one was just a perfect splash.
Check for ice on one
side
of the ball.
13-12 Eagles after that made freebie. And the Cougars with the ball. Galuza out top to Stoller. Has the ball deflected away out of her hands by Charles. Morehead State gets the loose basketball. Here's Novick up the left side. Kicks to Soderlund near the left corner. She'll rotate around a defender. Pull up jumper from 12. No. Blessing King, another offensive board. Now Novick, a left corner three. Boom.
And really, Blessing King set that up with the offensive rebound.
SIUE tried to catch Morehead State napping, but the lead pass ahead for Clayton, too tall, out of bounds. MSU will get it back. Eagles lead 16-12, 23.9 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Charles with the basketball. She'll walk it ahead and across the division line for Morehead State. Guarded by Stoller on the perimeter. Charles around a screen, stops right elbow out to Soderlund. Bounce pass right to Charles. Jab step, floating jumper right side. No good off the neck of the iron plate, and the rebound for the Cougars. Ahead to Galuza. Launches a three-pointer as time expires off the front of the rim. No good, and first 10 minutes in the books here in Edwardsville, Illinois. It's Morehead State leading SIUE 16-12. Back with our second quarter after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
16-12, Moorhead State leading SIU Edwardsville after one quarter, and the women's half of today's women's men's OVC doubleheader at First Community Arena. Tom Lewis and Chuck Mraz. Not exactly an offensive clinic so far, Chuck.
No, Moorhead State is 5 of 22 from the field, under 23%. SIUE, which has hit one of its last 11 field goal tries, is now 2 of 12 for the ball game. That's under 17%. And when you talk about the three best shooters for SIU Edwardsville, Sheehan, Smith, and Lois, they've only gotten five shots off so far between them.
Cougar basketball to start quarter number two. Inbounds comes to Molly Sheehan. Comes around a high screen from Smith. Picks up her dribble. Left elbow extended out to Sylvie. Entry pass to Smith. Goes to the deck as she misses a point-blank shot. Rebound to Moorhead State. Rhodes with the basketball. Hands it to Charles on the left wing as the Eagles settle in the half court. Charles around a Blessing King screen to Soderlund on the right side. Back out straight away between the rings to Charles, to Haley Rhodes on the left wing. Takes it to the free throw line, keeps trucking, and the layup is good.
Nice drive off the left angle.
18-12 Eagles, their largest lead here in the early going. Stoller finds Smith down low, and before she can get her shot off, Blessing King is going to be called for a body check foul on Smith.
That may not be a bad foul, as it turns out. That was an easy layup right there. And
the only thing bad about it is it's Blessing's second personal already, so she'll go to the bench. Jaden Rhodes back on for the Eagles.
Surprised they didn't call out a shooting foul.
Yeah. Stoller to Smith, just outside the top of the key, hands it back to Stoller, to the curling Sheehan off the left side, to Sylvie. Thought about the three, but Haley Rhodes right in her face. Sylvie drives to the right side of the lane. Gets it down low to Lois. She can't get a little bunny shot to go. And Jaden Rhodes rebounds for the Eagles. To Charles, ahead quickly to Novick. Tried to drive right side, got cut off. Backs it back outside the arc. Tries the three-pointer. Front of the iron and then crawls across the rim, no good. And Lois the rebound for the Cougars. She comes the other way, stops left elbow, lofts it into Smith. And she travels.
I like that last shot, though, by Novick, Tom. She was outside the right arc all by herself, had a really, really good look at the basket, and I think that's one you got to take every time.
Already 9 turnovers committed by the Cougars as Moorhead State comes into the front court. It's Novick handling the basketball to Charles She'll drive right side, gets cut off, kicks it near side to Rhodes. Drives, kicks to Charles, around to Soderlund. Now Novick straight away drives the lane, and a blocking foul. That was another bang-bang call as Clayton goes to the deck and called for the block.
Yeah, that was a 50-50 call right there, and fortunately Morehead State got the whistle.
I'm not sure if part of Clayton's feet were on the restricted arc or not, but that was awfully close to a charge.
He was right near the top of that arc, trying to pick up the charge.
Clayton will check out after that foul, and Lazaria Williams back on, a 5'8 junior from Springfield, Illinois, Ren Blake Junior College transfer. And Morehead State will go back to the free throw line. Novick eyes, fires, got it. 19-12 Eagle lead. Novick with 4 points now, trying to make it five with his second freebie. It's airborne, it's off the front of the iron, no good.
No arch on that shot.
Nope. Rebound kicks to Stoller as the ball deflected away from behind, but right to Sheehan, who gets it to Sylvie. Her three-point try, too strong, rims off, and Charles comes the other way after the rebound for Morehead State to Soderlund, far corner, three-point try, crawls across the rim, no, but Rhodes, Jaden Rhodes the rebound, out to Novick, drives left angle, scoops left hand, no good, and the rebound by Williams. She'll come the other way herself, trying to get it underneath to the cutting Sylvie, but it's deflected out of bounds by the Eagles.
That was tough that Morehead State couldn't convert on that. That had a 4-on-2 break and didn't get any points out of it.
They did prevent a fast break basket by the Cougars, though, who have to inbound baseline far side to our right. It comes in to, I believe that was Lois, who hits the catch-and-shoot jumper, rolls and goes, and it's now 19-14, Morehead State, the lead and the leather.
Just 4 of 28, though, from three-point land in OVC play. You'd let her take that shot. Yeah.
Soderlund around a screen, stops right elbow. Little pick and roll to Rhodes, but she has the ball tapped away from behind and into the hands of Stoller, who comes the other way. To Williams, far corner to Sheehan. Her corner three, no good, but Williams, the offensive rebound, has it taken out of her hands by Charles. Here she comes in a hurry. She'll rotate back out. Soderlund wide open, high right three-pointer. It's right there, rimmed around once and fell. 22-14, Morehead State. Stoller trying to blow by Charles, couldn't do it. Has to pass back out top to Sheehan. She's picked up by Soderlund closely. Comes around a screen, drives right side, scoops it up and threw off the window. Sheehan cuts the Morehead State lead to 6. 6:44 to play, second quarter. Pass to Haley Rhodes on the left wing, just outside the arc.
Well, they're really sagging
wide open.
In the lane,
she'll try the three. It's too strong, and the backside rebound to Lois.
They just dared Morehead State to take the outside shot there.
Pass ahead to Stoller. Misses the layup. Got her own miss. Circles around. Kicks it far side. Lois, a left side three. Cans it. Sophie Lois.
Hadn't been shooting it well from the outside, but made her last two.
That first one, I guess they called a two-pointer, as she has 5 points now. Jaden Rhodes will try the three-pointer. It's too strong, and Morehead State also can't get the lid off from the perimeter. Stoller with the basketball will slow things down and crosses midcourt. Picked up out top by Haley Rhodes. Stoller angles to the left, gives to the hurling Williams, works the left side of the lane. Her pass attempt to Sylvie, taken away nicely by Jaden Rhodes. Good anticipation. She'll come the other way for the Eagles. Stops at the right point, gets it to her sister Haley, now to Novick. Dribbles by the apex of the key to Soderlund, to Haley Rhodes. Drives left angle into the lane, scoops it up, no good. Challenged by Williams, and a timeout after the Cougar rebound called by Coach Samantha Quigley-Smith.
Right now, the SIUE defense is just sagging back to that lane, Tom. They're trying to get Morehead State to shoot those long ones.
We'll go ahead and stretch this to immediate timeout. 5:26 to play. Quarter number two, Morehead State 22, SIU Edwardsville 19. You're on the Eagle Sports Network.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
SIU Edwardsville, 5:26 to play in the first half. Tom Lewis and Chuck Meraz and my usual partner, Wes Holland, apparently doesn't trust us to do our job as he's listening and feeding us some information. Wants to make sure we don't forget his favorite stat, extra possessions. And Chuck, right now, Morehead State, a pretty solid advantage in EPs.
Yeah, 11 of those right now. And they also have 9 offensive rebounds to 6 for SIUE.
Second chance points, MSU with a 7-3 advantage early. Cougar basketball. Galuza lost it into the lane to Lois, but she smothered under by Seki Aroli. Got it out to Stoller. Feeds the low block to Smith, but out of a double team, passes into the hands of Morehead State's Katie Novick. One on two the other way, and a bumping foul. And an and-one opportunity for Novick. Got the continuation benefit of the doubt, laid it in, and the foul on Ava Galuza.
Yeah, that was close right there, but the NBA continuation rule apparently in effect today.
Yes. Oh, my. So.
And that's exactly what's going on over at the SIUE bench there, asking for an explanation there.
Red State's Belarusian point guard hits the and one, and increases Morehead State's lead back to 6, 25-19. Bounce pass out top to Williams. Dribbles around the top of the arc. Gives it off to Lois, high right. Entry pass to Smith. Kicks it back out to Stoller. Around to Galuza. She'll drive the left baseline. Can't get the scoop shot. Put back by Smith off the mark, but she's fouled.
You can tell right now SIUE desperately wants to get that ball in to Hallie Smith, the biggest player on the floor. She's not been able to convert very often. I think she's just 1 of 5 from the field, but she was able to draw a foul there. But last two trips down there, they looked for her a couple of times. Now she's missed a free throw.
Yep, first one rims in and out. She's a 70% free throw shooter on the year.
She's missing some point blank range shots too.
She's averaging 13.3 points and 8 rebounds over her last 3 contests, including a double-double against Western Illinois. Got the second free throw to fall. And it's 25-20, Eagle lead and basketball. Novick holds over her head. Goes to Haley Rhodes, right wing, to her sister Jaden. To Novick, back out to Seki Aroli. Right point three, tried to bank it home, but it rattles out. And we've got a tie-up as Charles had the rebound, but Hallie Smith right there to tie her up. Morehead State will keep it on the alternating arrow.
Great effort by Charles to snake her way in there between three SIUE players who had that rebound surrounded. but she got in there and was able to get her hands on the ball.
Charles, a remarkable rebounder. She's listed at 5'4", but probably closer to 5'2". Inbounds comes to Rhodes, gets it to Secchiaroli in the far corner, back out near the right hash to Novick. Puts the ball on the floor once, kicks to Charles, left wing three. Off to the right, just a tad. Rebound will be deflected out of bounds off of Morehead State. So the Cougars will get it to come 94 feet. Another substitution for Coach Samantha Quigley-Smith as Molly Sheehan will check back in, replacing Stoller.
Stoller's a nice point guard, not much of a scorer, but now with Sheehan coming out there, you have to watch her at the point because she can score.
Michaela Hall also checked in for Morehead State, replacing Jaden Rhodes. Galuza gets it to Lois, curls out top. Now around to the right wing to Sheehan. Puts down the left-handed dribble, has it knocked away by Charles. Last touched by Sheehan before it goes out of bounds and a forced turnover. Again, great defense by the reigning OVC Defensive Player of the Year, Veronica Charles, forcing the 13th turnover of the first half against the Cougars.
Able to knock the ball off the offensive player's foot and force the turnover.
Novick, left-handed pass to Charles on the left wing, rotates back around to the top of the key, down the right side of the lane, kicks to Secchiaroli, three-pointer is an air ball that overshoots everything out of bounds, and SIUE will be rewarded a team rebound and the basketball.
She was coming off the right wing, moving up the arc, and caught the pass in rhythm, but moved her feet to her left, so she was moving as she shot it.
On the other end, Lois, a right side runner off the back of the iron. No, Novick, the rebound ahead to Charles, splits defenders, tries to lay it up. It's blocked out of bounds. Could have been a foul, but instead the Eagles will just keep possession. And inbound baseline. 24 on the shot clock, 3:21 to play in the quarter. Novick will trigger the rebound, baseline to our left, near side, gets it into Rhodes, hands it right back to Novick. She'll step right into a three and rattles it home.
Really nice job of Rhodes to set that screen.
28-20, Morehead State, I believe, equals its largest lead. Sheehan gets it into Smith. Pass was deflected, but right to Smith, and she'll lay it up and in. Sheehan got the assist, and it's back to a six-point ball game. Novick, skip pass out to Charles on the right wing. She'll dribble, stops at the free throw line, hands to Haley Rhodes. Now to Novick, left wing. Cross court to Secchiaroli, catch and shoot three off the glass and back of the iron. No, and Lois the rebound. She'll come the other way for SIUE into the far corner to Galuza, fakes the three, gets it into Smith on the low block, turnaround hook, no good, and the rebound by Hall. That shot barely grazed the front of the net.
5 foot shot, 6 feet from the goal.
Rhodes gets a nice feed and lays it up off the glass and through. 30-22 Morehead State, just a little over 2 minutes to play in the first half. Sheehan, high left, crossover against Charles. Charles sticks right with her. Out to Smith at the top of the arc. Right back to Sheehan. Drives right side of the lane. Scoops it off the glass. Too strong, but V. Charles is going to be called for a bump.
Yeah, two-hand shove that knocked her off rhythm. Put her to the deck and also forced her to miss the shot. Sent her to the line.
Some more free throws coming for SIUE. They're 9 of 11 from the stripe today. 9 of their 22 points via the freebie.
You just wonder how good this SIUE team could be if K.K. Rodriguez was able to be out there with this group, because it looks like they're just one player short every time they go down on the offensive end.
Sheehan's first free throw, right on the money. Yeah, before leaving the game at SIU Carbondale with an injury on December 6th, Rodriguez was ranked third in the NCAA in total points, third in free throw makes and tries, ninth in scoring average, and seventh in three-point percentage. Sheehan makes the second free throw and cuts MSU's lead back to six. Charles gets it across midcourt against full-court pressure to Soderlund. Right wing three, banks it in.
I'm not sure she meant to do that, but there are no style points
That's
in basketball.
Right.
Put it on the board.
Morehead State, its largest lead at nine. Smith, beneficiary of another good feed inside, lays it off the glass and through.
Nice drop step to get to the basket.
Yep. 33-26, Morehead State with the lead in the ball. 90 ticks to play in the first half. Rhodes gets the shot just inside top of the key, down to Michaela Hall on the low block. Goes to work. Shot won't fall, but Smith called for the personal foul, and Hall will go to the line.
Really physical play right there, and Hall using her body to force her way in there, and the defender not getting her feet set.
Smith, her second personal. She'll go back to the bench. And Lois and Sylvie back on for the Cougars. Hall, only 6 free throws all year, gets the first one to go here. She's now 3 of 7 on the season. Was a starter to start the year. And has seen her role diminish a bit as Blessing King has blossomed as a great rebounder. Second free throw, no good. Tracked down in the far corner by Lois. She'll get it to Stoller, who crosses midcourt and stops in the logo. To Galuza on the left side. She'll rotate with the dribble back out between the rings. One-handed pass to Sheehan on the right wing. Tries to drive against Charles. Kicks it back out. Three-point try right on the money by Galuza.
That's Galuza's first triple in OVC play.
And that cuts Morehead State's lead back to 5. Soderlund out to Charles. 20 to shoot, 47 to play in the quarter. Charles back to Soderlund, left wide open for a 3. Airmails everything, but Haley Rose there for the rebound. She'll make a strong move to the glass, puts it in, up over Stoller, who's called for the foul, and an and-one try for Haley Rhodes.
And you can blame SIUE's defense for that. No weak side rebounder to take that air ball down. The only player there was wearing a Morehead State jersey.
Just the first foul on Stoller. Morehead State now with Jaden Rhodes, Haley Rhodes, Charles Soderlund, and Seki Aroli on the floor. Rhodes unable to convert the three-point play, misses too strong. Stoller the rebound, gets it ahead to Sheehan. 7-second difference between shot and game clocks as Sheehan keeps the standing dribble inside the center circle. SIUE flattens out a bit, 10 to shoot. Pass now to Galuza. She'll rotate back out top against Soderlund. Far side to Stoller on the left wing. 3 to shoot. She'll drive. Tries to force it up. Can't get it to go. But with 1 second on the shot clock, she's fouled.
B. Charles with a hip check that even any NHL player would be proud of. As she got to the basket,
two
she
fouls,
gave her the right hip.
Yeah, 2 fouls, and she's gotten the most of both of them. Stoller will go back to the line for the Cougars. 2 of 2 there today so far. Stoller, a fine freshman point guard. Morehead State with one of those itself with Katie Novick. First free throw, good. 8.5 seconds to play in the first half, and Morehead State's lead trimmed to 6. Could be 5 after this second free throw. And it is. Cougars now 13 of 15 from the stripe. Morehead State into the offensive end. 2 to shoot. Soderlund launches from about 28. Banks it off the front of the rim. It falls away, no good. And our first half has come to a close with Morehead State heading to the locker room with a 36-31 advantage over SIU Edwardsville. We'll take a break and come back with our halftime festivities right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Despite not shooting the ball particularly well so far this afternoon, Morehead State still manages to put 36 points on the board in the first half, and the MSU women lead SIU Edwardsville here at the intermission, 36-31. Tom Lewis and Chuck Meraz with you. And Chuck, it hasn't necessarily been the prettiest basketball, but the Eagles so far doing what they need to do to be on top.
You know, if I'm each of these teams, I'm happy in my own way about the way things are going. SIU Edwardsville is playing the kind of game I think they want to play. They're forcing Morehead State to the outside to shoot. The Eagles have taken 42 field goal tries and 21 of those from three-point range. I think that's what they want to do. For Morehead State, you have to be happy that you're ahead right now at halftime by 5 points when you're shooting under 29%.
Rebounding has been relatively strong for both teams. SIUE really came on strong on the boards there late in the first half. They now have a 28-23 advantage on the glass. And coming in, it was Morehead State that was looked at as the better rebounding team. But the Cougars taking it to the Eagles. Although, if you look at the offensive glass, it's Morehead State with the 12-7 advantage. And second chance points, MSU 12-4. And that's just about the difference in the game right there.
Well, and Morehead State's defense, I think the zone defense, it works pretty well.
Yeah.
But at times it broke down and allowed SIUE to get the ball inside and to the goal on dribble penetration, and that's something that should not happen.
And I think another bit of concern for Morehead State, they've taken a page out of SIUE's playbook. They've gotten to the free throw line as many times as the Cougars, but Morehead State only 7 of 15 from the stripe, SIUE 13 of 15.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. Again, I think if I'm SIUE, this game is being played the way I would need it to be played to have a chance to win, because they're an offensively challenged ball club.
36-31, Morehead State leads SIU Edwardsville at halftime. We'll take a break, come back with our MSU halftime segment, and then come back with a little closer look at your Whitaker Bank by the numbers as we continue our halftime here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Jeffrey Hill, Chair of the Department of Communication, Media, Art, and Design. Jeffrey, thank you so much for being here today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So we're looking at a kind of revamp within the departments that you look over, and that is the transition of convergent media to its kind of new form as media evolves.
Yeah, I mean, convergent media was started about a dozen years ago, and at that time, that was certainly the buzzword of the day, and the upper administration thought that was a good idea. Some of the faculty were not as impressed about it, but nonetheless, it was what it was. But since we were in the process of revamping some of the curriculum of the program, it seemed a good time to also consider revamping the name of the program.
And that name is?
Media Production and Journalism. Nice, simple, straight. It's obvious what it is. There's no confusion about what it is, I think.
And so some of the changes were made to general education, and then some of the courses within what used to be CVM, what is now Media Production and Journalism.
Yeah, correct. I mean, they still show up in the catalog as CVM classes, but that is going to be in process of being changed to MPJ. Not that's that relevant, but just so that it's not confusing at all.
Right.
But yeah, we changed a number of things. I mean, there's the core classes, and we made some changes to that. We removed a class, we added a couple of classes, and then in the elective blocks, you know, over the last dozen years, we've had a number of courses that have been put on the books, and obviously those courses weren't part of the program, so we've added those into the program, and then we've kind of moved a few around that didn't seem maybe as relevant, lost a couple that didn't seem as relevant as well.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the things that students learn within this program?
Well, that's the beauty of it. They learn everything from writing to producing to directing to shooting, doing the videography. It's really a one-stop shop for production and journalism. So they'll have the opportunity to work for a newspaper, and more often than not, they'll be able to get their work in some of the local papers around the state of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So they'll get some bylines. They'll be able to do video production, documentary production, get some of that work potentially on PBS. They'll be able to work for the TV station here on campus and produce the live half-hour newscast that happens every Thursday at 5:00. They'll have the opportunity to work here at the radio station, which is where I'm sitting right now, and I happen to see a couple of my fellow students just over in the other room there working. So.
That's right. Yes. And what are some of the challenges of this program?
I think the biggest challenge of the program is giving the students enough time to do the work. Students today are stretched so thin, right? They're taking 15, 18 credits. They've got another job or two.
Yeah.
They maybe have a wife or a husband. They might even have a couple of children. And, you know, being able to carve out the amount of time necessary because, yeah, you got to do well in your classes. You got to get good grades. I don't bother that at all. I don't think that's a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But they got to do the work outside of the classroom to really be able to make their work shine. I mean, again, it's all about the real, R-E-E-L. They got to have a good portfolio, a good thing that shows what they've actually done. They go in and say, I got a straight 4.0, they'll shake your hand and say, well done, but they're not going to necessarily give you the job.
Yeah. Well, Jeffrey, thank you for explaining the changes and challenges and joys of this program. Thanks so much for being here.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Jeffrey Hill, Chair of the Department of Communication, Media, Art, and Design. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with TicketSmarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Welcome back to First Community Arena in Edwardsville, Illinois. Moorhead State's women lead the SIUE Cougars at halftime, 36-31. Earlier today, the MSU men lost their first OVC game in five tries, falling to the Cougars 61-48 on this same floor. MSU now 4-1 in conference play. Let's take a look at some of the numbers from our first half here in the women's game. Neither team exactly lighting it up offensively. Moorhead State 12 of 42 from the field, 28.6%, 5 of 21 from three-point range, just shy of 24%. And a concerning 7 of 15 from the free throw line, 46.7%. SIUE 8 of 26 from the field, 30.8%. 2 of 7 from outside the arc, 28.6%. And a robust 13 of 15 from the free throw line. Cougars out-rebounding Moorhead State, 28 to 23. But the Eagles, a solid advantage on the offensive glass of 12 to 7. And that has resulted in a second chance points advantage for the Eagles of 12 to 4. Turnovers, Eagles have given it away only three times. Had only 9 turnovers at EIU on Thursday night, so that's a nice trend to see. The Cougars, on the other hand, 13 turnovers in the first half. SIUE led in scoring in the first half by Molly Sheehan with 9, 7 for Hallie Smith. Most of those came late in the half. 5 for Sophie Lewis, 4 for Stoller, and 3 apiece for Clayton and Galuza off the bench. For Moorhead State, Katie Novick already in double figures, coming off the bench with 10 points to go along with 3 rebounds. 7 points apiece for Charles and for Haley Rhodes. 6 points for Matilda Soderlund and 3 points for Skylar Barnes. 1 point each for King Rhodes. That's Jaden Rhodes and Michaela Hall. And one piece of good news for Moorhead State, Skylar Barnes went down after taking quite a tumble under the basket early in the half. She was evaluated for potential concussion symptoms, but has been evaluated and cleared, and so we probably will see her in the second half. Let's take one more one-minute break. Come back with our second half after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Back underway at First Community Arena. Second half action. SIUE with the basketball, trailing 36-31. And an aggressive drive on SIUE's first possession by Ava Stoller. She's called for an offensive foul in the process.
Nice job by Skylar Barnes to slide in there and get in front of her to draw that foul.
Good sign to see her being aggressive defensively after that scary moment in the first half. Charles streaks the other way, takes it into the lane. Right-handed scoop, no good. Rebound tapped and claimed by Smith. Gets it to Sheehan, who works it up the left side. Now curls around the top of the key, kicks to Sylvie, catch and shoot three right on the money. So the Cougars draw first blood here in the second half and cut Morehead State's lead to 2, 36-34. Novick standing dribble just outside the center circle. Gets it to Charles, left wing, down into the corner, far side to our right to Haley Rhodes. Back out top to Novick. Rotates, reverses course, now backs it outside the arc, drives right side of the lane. Gets it to Haley Rhodes. Shot clock to 7. Rhodes drives the angle. Puts it up over Smith, I believe that is. No good. Smith to the deck. Called for the personal foul. And Rhodes to the line.
SIUE is rotating hard to the ball side. They're going to be able to get some good shots. Talking about NSU, if they can get some good ball reversal to the opposite side.
Olivia Clayton will check in for Smith, who picked up her third foul there. That's a major concern for Coach Samantha Quigley-Smith, as Smith's really about the only low post presence on the offensive end for the Cougars.
Bingo.
Rhodes rattles the first free throw home. One more to come. It's 37-34 Eagles. Second one up. Also good. Rhodes now 3 of 5 from the line. And the Eagle lead back up to double to two possessions, 38-34. Sylvie goes right hash to Stoller, back out top to Sheehan between the rings.
MSU is now man-to-man.
Sheehan around a screen, drove against Haley Smith, who says get that out of here as she swats the layup attempt out of bounds with authority.
He played zone the entire first half pretty much.
Haley Smith, her 11th block shot of the season. Cougars get it inbounds to Clayton, hands it off to Lois, penetrates against Novick, but she blocks the shot right back into Lois's hands, and then strips the ball away from Lois. Novick quickly ahead to Barnes, drives, scoops with the left hand, and puts it in.
Good outlet pass.
Yep. Good transition bucket for Morehead State. 40-34, Eagle lead back to 6. Stoller behind the back against Charles. She'll back it back out. Now tries to drive again. Kicks to Sylvie. Drives left baseline. Her shot rejected. Barnes the rebound. Gets it to Charles. Tries to get the lead pass down to Haley Rhodes. Does so. Gets the layup and gets the foul.
I wasn't sure that Rhodes was going to get a good shot. That pass was very deep to the left baseline.
Sure was.
She was almost under the goal when she had to try the shot, but a nice job to get that ball up and in.
So Haley Rhodes back to the line, an and one possibility, and that was the third personal on Ava Stoller. She'll go to the bench for SIUE. Rhodes gets the free throw to dance off the back of the rim and fall through. All of a sudden, the Eagle lead back up to 9, 43-34, 7:56 to play in quarter three. Lob pass down on the low block to Clayton. She can't get the layup to fall. A lot of missed layups in this game. Morehead State basketball. Charles streaking the other way. Has the ball swiped out of her hands by Sheehan. She'll come in the other way in a hurry. Tried to kick it to Lois on the far side. Deflected away by Haley Rhodes. And then Lois called for the personal foul, trying to swipe back at the ball from Rhodes.
Matt stopped. An unopposed layup down at the other end. That foul at midcourt.
I'd like a defensive back taking the pass interference call instead of giving up the 6 points.
And I think they would have had a 2-on-0 going the other way at the basket.
That's already the fourth foul of this third quarter on SIUE, and we've still got 7:35 to play. Novick working against Galuza, gets it to Barnes on the right point, drives into the lane. Right-handed scoop won't fall. Barnes back to the floor, but no call. Charles, a steal. But then Sylvie gets it away from her and gets it to teammate Lazaria Williams. She'll slow things up as she crosses midcourt. Veronica Charles favoring her right elbow after going to the deck. Williams kicks far corner to Galuza. Three-pointer a little short, but long rebound kicks to Clayton. She'll scoop it up with the left hand. It's no good. And Morehead State's Blessing King, another rebound. Ahead to Barnes on the left side. Stops low block, gives to King, cutting down the lane, scoops it up and in.
King was very patient, waiting for that pass to come. She didn't streak too deep in there. She waited and then took a step in. Really nice work offensively.
Morehead State extends its lead to double digits. The Cougars call a timeout. And that will probably extend to a media. So with 6:48 to play in quarter number three, Morehead State now up 45-34 on SIU Edwardsville after a 9-0 run to start this third quarter here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Hinton Mills has mixed and sold her own wild bird seed for years. Our grandma, Laura Hinton, loved to feed and watch the birds. In honor of that love, we're holding our annual wild bird seed sale all this week. In the winter, natural seed sources are less plentiful. You can help provide songbirds with a nutritional boost by supplementing their diet with our fresh, high-quality wild bird seed mix. Our mix is formulated for birds that reside in our region this season. Save on 50-pound bags now through Saturday at Hinton Mills.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Keep your family warm with the red hot grocery buys you'll find inside Allen's IGA in Morehead. USDA fresh store ground chuck is specially priced for just $3.99 a pound. Super select cucumbers and extra large green bell peppers are only 88 cents. And two large 52-ounce cartons of Florida's natural orange juice or grapefruit juice are just $7. These and many more warm meal deals are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. IGA.
In Edwardsville, Illinois, near the banks of the mighty Mississippi River, and Morehead State flooding over SIU Edwardsville so far here in the third quarter, extending their lead to 45-34, 6:48 to play. Tom Lewis and Chuck Mraz. Chuck Blessing King came in second in the OVC in rebounding, first in offensive rebounding. She's already got 10 today, 5 offensive, 5 defensive.
Really nice job of getting in there and getting the right angles on the boards.
Cougar basketball as we're back underway at First Community Arena. Lois gets it to Clayton, right side of the lane, backing in against Jayden Rhodes. Scoops, scores, and Jayden Rhodes called for the foul.
We were talking about Clayton. She's the biggest player out there on the floor right now. And not very good hands in general, quite honestly. She's missed 4 or 5 shots up into that point right there and has had better looks. If she's going to improve as a player, she's going to have to be a better finisher at the rim.
Yeah, that was her first field goal of the day, 1 of 5, and misses the free throw, can't convert the and one for Morehead State. Michaela Hall checked back in. Jayden Rhodes to the bench. Melissa Sacchiaroli with the basketball, right wing, out top to Charles, takes it into the lane, kicks to Hall, cutting down the left baseline, reverse layup is good.
Hall did a nice job of making herself available for that pass.
11-point Eagle advantage again, 47-36. In the near corner, Galuza passes it out top to Williams, one bounce, now right hash to Sylvie. Into the corner to Williams, pull-up jumper is blocked by Haley Rhodes. Charles quickly ahead to Novick, caught SIUE again napping, and another transition layup for the Eagles.
V. Charles with a pass that would have made John Elway proud.
Yep.
That was a shot down the floor.
Novick right there where she needed to be. And Eagles now with their largest lead at 13. 5:36 to play in the third quarter. Nearly another steal by Morehead State as Charles swatted the ball. It got out of Lois's hands, but last touch by V. So SIUE will inbound far sideline.
MSU is going back to that 2-3 zone.
Inbounds comes to Stoller, playing with three fouls. Angles to the right, gives to Sheehan, around to Clayton, now left wing to Lois. Gets around a high screen from Smith. Off to Stoller. Smith goes to the deck in the lane, no call. Three-point try by Lois. Right wing is off the mark, but we've got a foul away from the basketball. That's going to go against Morehead State's Seki Aroli.
Yeah, that was away from the ball as they were trying to get set to clear off the rebound.
For Seki Aroli, foul number two. Inbounds comes to Clayton. Finds the cutting Stoller, right side of the lane. Puts it off high off the glass, no good, but she's fouled on the shot attempt.
SIUE set that play well, set it up well in terms of getting Stoller to come off of a screen and circle around to get the pass.
Eagle foul is on. Still haven't put it up. Okay, Novick, her first of the day. Third of the quarter on the Eagle. Stoller's free throw is good. One more to come. 49-37, the Eagle lead. Stoller, it's the second to go as well. 49-38, MSU. Eagles on a 13-4 run right now.
Without free throws, SIUE would not even be in this ballgame. They're 15 of 18.
Haley Rhodes, top of the arc, gets to Barnes, now to Seki Aroli. She drives into the key, loses the handle as it's deflected away, but a foul on a reach-in call will go against SIUE Stoller, I believe, and if so, that may be her fourth.
They really bailed Melissa Seki Aroli out on that. She dribbled right into the teeth of the defense. I'm not sure why she did that, but the reach-in foul bailed them out.
Yeah. And Macy Sylvie will check back in for SIUE. We've got a media timeout. 4:57 to play. Quarter number three, Morehead State leading SIU Edwardsville by a count of 49-38. We'll be back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
39-38, Morehead State leads SIU Edwardsville. 4:57 to play, quarter number three. Tom Lewis and Chuck Mraz with you. Quick Whitaker Bank by the numbers. In OVC play, Morehead State has recorded an assist on 61.7% of its made field goals coming into this game. Against EIU on Thursday, that percentage was actually 70%, and Morehead State today continuing that trend. 10 assists on 17 makes, Chuck.
Yeah, and 13 steals today, so for the fifth time in the last six games, MSU has had double-digit steals.
Melissa Secchiaroli at the free throw line makes the first of two. Mel, a 5'10 junior out of Sears, France, transferred from Wichita State. This is her second year in the blue and gold, and she rattles the second one home.
Both look really good.
Had a career-high 17 points against Midway, followed that up with a dozen markers versus Ohio, and then another career best with 22 points at Presbyterian.
She's out, and Novick is in four.
Lois with the basketball for the Cougars, drives right side of the lane, puts it up over Hall, no good. Skylar Barnes, the rebound for Morehead State. She'll get it to Novick at midcourt, asks for Charles to come out. She does so and takes the ball. Puts down the left-handed dribble between the rings. Sagging man-to-man, being flashed here by the Cougars. Now Haley Rhodes inside the arc on the left point. Gives it to Barnes. Drives into the top of the key, backs back out. Five to shoot as Novick has it. Stops near the free throw line, air ball on her jumper. It goes out of bounds, would have been a shot clock violation anyway.
She didn't want to take that shot.
No.
She actually pumped once and then kind of got up on her toes and just threw up anything she could, well short.
So, Morehead State gives the ball away. Hallie Smith to Sylvie. She'll rotate back out to the top of the arc. Long two-point try, toe on the line. Off the back of the iron, no good. Novick a rebound for Morehead State. That's her fourth board of the day. To Charles into the far corner. To Barnes, who's off the mark with a three-point try. Hall came down with the rebound, but came down on the baseline in the process.
Yeah, big stat in this ball game. 17 turnovers for SIU Edwardsville, just five for Morehead State.
Eagles had only nine giveaways at Eastern Illinois Thursday. This is a good trend to see. The Eagles came into this game averaging just shy of 20 turnovers a game. Clayton out to Lois. Pull-up jumper, three-pointer, left point, no good. Long rebound caroms to Charles. The other way, two-on-two. Pull-up jumper from about 10, a little too strong. Hall, a very strong rebound, goes back up, and she's fouled by Smith. And Michaela Hall will get two free throws as Hallie Smith just picked up her fourth personal.
Yeah.
And she will be replaced by Lazaria Williams. Morehead State sending Blessing King back in to replace Haley Rhodes and Secchiaroli back in to replace Katie Novick. So Veronica Charles will slide back over to run the point with Novick on the bench. Michaela Hall at the free throw line. First one up, rattles home. Hall now with 4 points on the day, and she is 2 of 3 from the stripe. One more to come. Airborne and right on the money. 52-38 Morehead State. To make it 53-38. In the lane, Olivia Clayton got tied up and then traveled.
She tried to split a double team and got her feet tangled up and walked with it.
Novick quickly back on the floor for Morehead State. That was a quick breather. Novick will walk the ball across midcourt, stops in the SIUE logo, now floats to the right. Guarded by Galuza. Rotates back into the lane. Left-handed scoop. It bounces and falls.
Well, she beat Galuza cleanly off the dribble going to the left.
Quickly the other way. Sylvie off a pass from Sheehan. Gets cut off. Kicks to Sheehan. Three-pointer left side. Got it to go. Molly Sheehan has been pretty quiet today, but finally makes her first triple. Other end, Skylar Barnes. A nice pull-up jumper from about 10 feet right side. Got it to go. 57-41, Morehead State the lead. Cougar basketball. Pass, entry pass intended for Olivia Clayton down low. It was off the mark. And Clayton called for the foul as a Morehead State player was trying to corral the bad pass. Haley Rhodes back into the ballgame for Morehead State. It will be Skylar Barnes stepping to the line to our right as the Eagles are in the bonus. Seven fouls in the quarter on the Cougars, only three on the Eagles. Barnes puts the first one up. Bingo.
I'll tell you what, the pressure really is on SIUE, who has trouble scoring. Now down by double digits, they're going to have to start quick shooting and running the ball a little bit more whenever they can.
Barnes rattled the second one home. Got her first start of the season today and now has 9 points to go with three rebounds. 59-41 Morehead State. Williams got around her defender and lays it in with the left hand.
Sheehan made that happen by driving and making a good kick-out pass.
Oh, my. On the other end, Novick had the ball deflected away from her by Williams. One official signaled Morehead State basketball, but another official rightfully overruled that decision, and SIUE will get it back. That was clearly off of Novick's knee before it went out of bounds. So the Cougars will walk it into the front court, trailing by 16 with about 2 minutes to play in the third. Quick drive by Sheehan. Nobody picked her up. Took it down the right side of the lane and laid it in.
If I'm the Cougars, I want the ball in Sheehan's hands as much as possible if
Eagles
I'm going to come back.
Handle the full court pressure well, and in transition, Haley Rhodes finds Barnes cutting to the basket. Barnes lays it in. And the Cougars in a hurry on the other end. Galuza, three-point try, no good. Blessing King, a strong rebound. And she is fouled by Lazaria Williams.
Yeah, you can tell they're trying to pick up their tempo offensively and get some shots early in the shot clock because they know down by 16 big ones at this point is going to be difficult to come back.
King with her 11th rebound. She'll make her second trip to the stripe today. She's one of two there. And as we mentioned, on the free throw line with Blessing King, it's not just a job, it's an adventure. Rainbow free throw off the back of the iron, no good. One more to go. High arcing shot, splash. She's 50% from the line on the day. For the season, 37.5%. But it's a 62-45 Morehead State advantage. Galuza rotates around the top of the arc, gets it to Williams near the right hash. Attempted entry pass for Clayton is deflected away, but a foul call on Morehead State.
Blessing King was holding Clayton and preventing her from getting to that pass.
That's not a nice thing to do.
It's against the rules.
Oh, nice find as Williams was cutting down the lane.
Got off a double screen.
And it's 62-47 Morehead State. Charles floats it ahead to Novick up the right sideline. Passes cross court to Barnes. Tried to get it back down low to Blessing King, but Clayton right there to intercept the pass. Morehead State a couple of quick turnovers. Now seven in the game. Cougars with the basketball down 62-47. Under a minute to play in the third. Sheehan to Williams. Crossover dribble against Barnes, but Barnes ties her up. And on the jump ball, Morehead State will get it back.
She had a shot if she had just pulled up from about 18, but she decided to try to drive into the defense, and that was the mistake there.
Barnes, good hands to get that tie up and get Morehead State the ball back. 43.7 ticks remain in the third quarter, and the Eagles lead 62-47. Full court pressure by the Cougars. Novick nearly lost the ball off of her shoe, then has to go to the floor. And another tie-up. I believe that was Sylvie who was able to jab at the ball and get Novick to lose control long enough for the jump ball. So the Cougars will inbound from their own baseline to our left. It comes into Clayton in the right corner. Guarded closely by Jaden Rhodes. Dribbles back out top. Gives to Galuza. Now to Sheehan. She'll back it out. 20 to shoot. 26 to play in the quarter. Curling from the left side. Galuza takes it. Now to Sylvie between the rings. Comes around a Clayton screen. Finds Sheehan open for a left side three. It's off the back of the iron. No. Secchiaroli skies for the rebound. Ahead to Clay, or to Charles, excuse me. Step back three on the right point. Air ball out of bounds.
Rushed that shot.
Yep.
I don't think she knew where she was when she put the ball up.
No.
Not even looking at the goal.
Charles now 3 of 13 from the field today. 7 points. 4 seconds to go. Sylvie will launch about a 29-30 footer. No good. Lois tries the put back. Coach Quigley Smith lobbying for a foul as Lois tried to desperately heave that ball toward the goal. It's off the mark and no foul, and that's how the third quarter comes to an end.
You won't get a whistle when you try a shot like that.
30 minutes played, 10 more to go, and Morehead State leads here at SIU Edwardsville 62-47 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Fourth quarter about to get underway here at First Community Arena in Edwardsville, Illinois. And the women of Morehead State, an impressive 62-47 advantage over the Cougars of SIUE. I'm Tom, he's Chuck. And so far, so good for Morehead State's Eagles, Chuck.
Well, points in the paint really favoring Morehead State this ballgame, 30-18. We talked about lack of depth for SIUE. They're being outscored by Morehead State's bench, 26-12.
Eagle basketball to start the final stanza. It comes inbounds to Charles, who gets it to Novick, high left side to Jaden Rhodes. She'll drive right side of the lane, tries to scoop it up over Clayton, but Clayton stands her ground and blocks it out of bounds.
Really good job by Clayton to stay vertical and not reach for that ball.
21 left on the shot clock as Novick will inbound baseline to our right. Gets it out top to Jaden, or to Haley Rhodes. They're going to give her the three, but she won't take it. To Charles, to Secchiaroli, around right side to Jaden Rhodes. Back out front to Novick. Kicks it near side to Haley Rhodes, just outside the arc. To Novick, five to shoot. As she takes it to the free throw line, gets it to Haley Rhodes. She'll penetrate. Off the glass, too strong, and Sylvie the rebound for the Cougars.
Edwardsville has gone back in that sagging man-to-man, dropping everyone basically inside that lane or around it.
Molly Sheehan hands it off to Lois. Now out top to Sylvie. Comes around a high screen from Clayton. And we'll get it back out to Sheehan. To Lois, to the curling Galuza. Now to Sheehan. Nine to shoot. SIUE having trouble finding anything on this offensive trip. Sheehan will try a three-pointer. It rims in and out. And Secchiaroli the rebound. To Charles the other way. She'll pull up. Kicks it to Secchiaroli into the far corner to Haley Rhodes. Passes up a three. Gets it out top to Charles, around to Novick on the right wing. Out to Haley Rhodes, to Secchiaroli, over to Charles in the corner. Drives left side, scoops it up, bounces twice, won't go, but Jaden Rhodes the rebound for Morehead State. And I believe Morehead State coach Kayla Petrie wants a timeout. Didn't like anything she was seeing there. And we'll make this a media timeout. 8:36 to play in quarter number four in Edwardsville, and it's Morehead State leading SIU Edwardsville 62-47 on the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's Sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's Sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowland County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Welcome back to Edwardsville, Illinois. Morehead State's women leading SIU Edwardsville 62-47. 8:36 left in regulation. Tom Lewis and Chuck Moraz with you courtside here at First Community Arena. Earlier today, the Morehead State men played on this same court and came up on the short end of a 61-48 final score. Eagles suffering their first loss in five OVC games. We resume action here. Morehead State basketball. Secchiaroli will inbound near sideline in the front court. Gets it into Haley Rhodes. Puts down the left-handed dribble. Works against Sylvie. Hands it to Charles. Now to Novick, high right. Across to Jaden Rhodes outside the arc. To Novick. Right wing to Secchiaroli. She's double-teamed and tied up. And that will be a turnover on Morehead State as SIUE gets it back.
Yeah, I'm looking to trap a little bit out of that man-to-man.
Sideline inbounds comes in to Sheehan. She'll come up the right side of the floor, passes ahead to Lois, lofts it into Clayton. Little reverse layup with the left hand is good. Clayton now with 7 points on the day, and it's 62-49 Morehead State. Novick high right to Secchiaroli on the wing. Out top to Jaden Rhodes, to her sister Haley at the free throw line. Drives the lane. And an offensive foul on Haley Rhodes.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Number two on Haley and first of the quarter on the Eagles. Macy Sylvie will inbound. The Cougars come 94 feet. Or will come 94 feet. Sheehan ahead to Lois. Same play. Got it to Clayton, who kicks it to Sylvie here on the near side. 17-foot jumper is right on the money. And it's back to an 11-point lead now for Morehead State, 62-51.
Looks like the Cougars are extending that man-to-man, trying to put some more pressure and force some turnovers to get some extra opportunities.
Novick to Blessing King out top to Skylar Barnes. Now right wing to Charles. Lost the handle, went to the floor, but Novick right there to come up with the basketball. Rotates around the top of the key. Now to Skylar Barnes. She'll try to drive the angle. Step back jumper is good, but Barnes is called for fouling.
Yeah, pushed off to get back. Pushed off, pushed the defender, and then took the step back.
Not a good fourth quarter start for Morehead State here. Being outscored 4-0 so far in the quarter.
And you've just come out of a break.
Yeah. Eagles are going to extend the defensive pressure to full court now as it comes in to Stoller, playing with four fouls. Works it up the floor against Novick. Gets it across the timeline. Reverses course, angles to the right, passes to Sheehan. She'll drive the lane, scoops it up. Shot blocked, but Veronica Charles is going to be called for the foul in the process. Number 3 on Veronica.
She gets her money's worth on each foul. Knocked the offensive player to the floor with a trip.
She is not very tall, but she is
scrappy,
physically strong. Built like a sprinter. Sheehan at the line. First one rattles in and out. No good.
Didn't miss often.
Nope. Is that her first miss of the year?
5 of 6 now in this game.
I believe it is her first free throw miss of this season. It is. It's the second to go. And it's a 10-point game. 62-52. MSU the lead in the leather. Novick dribbles across midcourt. Floats to the left near the hash. Crossover dribble. Stops left of the lane. Gets it to King. Out to Haley Rhodes, now to Skylar Barnes on the right wing. Drives to the free throw line and kicks to Charles. Takes it into the top of the key. Pull-up jumper from there is good.
Yeah, she did a nice job of creating that shot, finding an opening.
Charles with 9 points. Morehead State, a 12-point lead. On the other end, Hallie Smith, left-handed layup, no good. Got her own miss. Kicks it near side to Galuza. To Stoller, catch and shoot three. Banks it in from
now,
the left wing.
I know she didn't mean to do that.
It's back to a single-digit ball game. 64-55. Novick out top to King, around to Haley Rhodes, to Charles on the right wing. Pull-up jumper, no good, but she's fouled. Lazaria Williams got in her grill just enough to knock her backwards, and she's called for the foul, and Charles at the line now.
SIUE is switching back and forth on that defense. They're playing man-to-man, but sometimes they'll sag toward the lane. Other times they'll come out and attack the shooter. And that time, B. Charles had a pretty good look, and that defender had to come all the way out on the wing to try to make a play on that ball.
Williams, her first foul of the game, first of the quarter on the Cougars, and Charles misses the first of two free throws. Morehead State now just 17 of 27 from the stripe today. Second one up and right on the money. Back to a 10-point lead for Morehead State, 65-55. 6 minutes and 3 ticks remaining.
Press.
Eagles do extend the full court pressure. Sylvie struggling to find anybody to get it inbounds to. Finally does to Stoller. She'll work it up against Novick. Splits the center circle, passes to Lois. Entry pass to Smith. And a personal foul on Morehead State. That's going to go against Blessing King, who was fronting Smith.
And that was a bad entry pass into a double team.
Yeah.
And the foul bails out SIU Edwardsville. And it was kind of a ticky-tack call in some ways, I think.
Fourth foul of the quarter on MSU, and King will go to the bench in favor of Michaela Hall. Inbound baseline, comes to Smith, right side. Holds the ball over the head, now gets it out top to Stoller. Fakes the three, drives, kicks near side to Sheehan. Catch and shoot three, overshoots everything. A race for the ball in the corner. Novick gets there first, but she's tied up. But the Eagles will get it on the alternating possession.
And that's where SIUE wanted to have the ball in the hands of Sheehan, one of their better shooters, but she airmailed that one.
Sheehan really struggling today from the field. 4 of 9, just 1 of 5 from deep. Charles gets it to Hall underneath. Reverse layup is good. Morehead State again solid in transition. And back to a 12-point advantage for the Eagles now. 5:20 to play. Sheehan will backtrack against Charles, spins around and gets a screen from Smith. Pick and roll, but Novick takes the ball right out of Smith's hands as she tried to drive.
Well, Smith was right at the goal. I'm not sure why she tried to pass and not just go up and take that short shot.
Novick drives right side of the lane, puts it up high, too strong. And I believe Haley Rhodes going to be called for a foul on the rebound try.
She was over the back.
Number three on Haley, and that will put SIUE in the bonus.
Good free throw shooting team. And
very good.
Putting them at the line with 4:57 to go, they'll take every opportunity they can to score, and they love their chances when they get to the line more than their opponent.
Cougars second in the OVC as a team at 76% from the free throw line. Sylvia off the mark on the first one. Second one up, also no good, too short. Rare, two free throws missed. Haley Rhodes the rebound, and now Veronica Charles will bring it across midcourt, angles toward Coach Kayla Petrie for some instructions. Barnes curls out from the left corner to take it around to Rhodes. Now to Novick, stops near the free throw line, kicks to Barnes just outside the arc right side. Crossover dribble, can't get around Stoller, goes to Haley Rhodes. Now to Charles, pull up jumper free throw line, barely caught rim, and Stoller the rebound. She's in double digits in rebounding on the day. To Lois, drives against Haley Rhodes, contested shot, no good. Michaela Hall comes down with the board for Morehead State. Now Charles with the basketball, angling again high left. Standing dribble out top, running a little bit of clock. Eagles up by 12, 4:05 to play. Novick curls around to take it. Cross court pass to Barnes, 9 on the shot clock as Barnes dribbles into the top of the key. To Hall at the left elbow, now out to Charles. 2 to shoot, Charles drives, takes a bump, got it to go as she pinballed off of Olivia Clayton. No foul, but tough basket for Charles and a steal for Morehead State on the other end by Novick.
Good no call, too.
Charles outside the hash, left side, guarded by Sheehan, gives it off to Barnes. To Haley Rhodes at the right point, now to Novick, dribbles to the free throw line, kicks to Hall. Now to Charles, left wing, drives into the lane, bounce pass near side to Barnes, out to Haley Rhodes, again passes up a three, gets it to Novick. She'll drive, scoops too strong, backside rebound to Stoller, in a hurry the other way for the Cougars. 3-on-2, tries to force it up, and she is tied up by Veronica Charles, jump ball, Cougar possession.
I'm not sure why she tried to take it into three defenders. She had Sheehan wide open outside the arc on the right side.
And we have a timeout on the floor. 3:09 to play. And Morehead State leads SIUE 69-55. We'll take a break and come back with our conclusion after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Meals. Serving farmers since 1918.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IG in Morehead. USDA boneless beef chuck roast is only $5.99 a pound. Lean Cuisine and Stouffer's entrees are specially priced at just $2. And the 3-pound bag of Clementine mandarins is only $3.99. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IG in downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Back to action a little bit early on us coming out of that timeout. Molly Sheehan hit a three-pointer for SIUE. It was answered by a layup by Veronica Charles and then a turnover on the other end. And Morehead State now with the basketball up 71-58. Veronica Charles pulls it up as she crosses midcourt. Now gets by her defender Stoller. Goes cross-court to Secchiaroli. Wide open three-pointer left wing. No good. Secchiaroli now 0 of 6 from three-point range today.
11 of her last 56.
Stoller, pull-up jumper just inside the key and banks it home. 71-60 now. MSU the lead with the ball. A little over 2 minutes to go. Secchiaroli, instead of shooting the right wing three, will pass it back out top to run some clock. Charles holds the ball with Sheehan in her grill. Puts down the dribble. Out top to Hall on the left point. One bounce, hands to the curling Charles. Right elbow, kicks it to Barnes on the right wing. Three-pointer too strong. Backside rebound, Haley Rhodes, and she's called for an offensive foul, trying to take it strong to the hole.
Yeah, she had a defender right there and tried to use her forearm, knock the defender over.
Secchiaroli and Hall check out. King and Novick back on for Morehead State.
Once you extend the forearm to create space, you're going to wind up getting whistled for a foul.
And a timeout on the floor. 1:45 to play. Morehead State up on SIUE 71-60 on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
We're changing this a little bit on the media timeouts, and just before we came back, Ava Stoller picked up her fifth foul of an offensive variety to foul out of this game, and Morehead State will get it back. Katie Novick will take the inbounds pass and is immediately fouled.
That might be Sylvie.
Sylvie with the foul, third of the quarter on the Cougars. Novick takes the inbounds pass. Gets it to Haley Rhodes, crosses midcourt, and will angle toward the right side. Sheehan picks her up, and then Sylvie. Now Novick double-teamed, gets it to Charles on the left wing. She's bumped by Sophie Lois. Chuck, this is one of those times when if you're the Cougars, you almost wish you didn't have fouls to give. You're stopping the clock, but Morehead State's keeping possession. Just the fourth foul of the quarter on SIUE. Haley Rhodes gets it inbounds to Novick. She'll drive left side of the lane, and before her shot attempt, there's a whistle.
She had fouled. She did the track meet triple jump trying to get to the basket anyway.
It really did. Wes Holland and I have talked about that a few times. Every step that Katie Novick takes is a Euro step. Being from Belarus. MSU does go into the bonus now, and Novick at the line hits the first of two. 72-60, the Morehead State lead, 1:26 to play. Katie's second free throw airborne and rolls home. She now has 16 points on the day to go with five rebounds. And Morehead State forces another turnover.
Yeah, I'm surprised pressing a little bit with a big lead late. But it's working.
Yep, don't want to take anything for granted. Playing on the road here in the OVC. Haley Rhodes inbounds right in front of the Morehead State bench across the way. Gets it to Charles, and she's bumped out top by Sheehan. First foul of the day on Molly Sheehan. And that will put Veronica Charles at the free throw line. V came in one of the top free throw shooters in the OVC, 82.4%. First one up, rolls home.
Yeah, this ball game is pretty well over with. I think we're looking at just deciding what the final score will be.
And where we're going to have dinner. We've called two games today. Missed lunch, second free throw good.
Probably going to come out of a bag on the road.
I'd say you're right. Katie Novick checks out. Sekiaroli checks back in. Again, full court pressure by Morehead State. Inbound, Sylvie gets it to Lois. She'll come up the right sideline, ridden by Sekiaroli. Misses the layup, though. Blessing King, another rebound for Morehead State. Her 12th to Charles. Guarded by Lois, backs it out near the left hash, gets around a defender, but she's bumped and fouled. That should be Lois. Be Lois or Sheehan.
Sheehan.
Sheehan. That's number two on her. And that will put Charles back at the line.
One thing we haven't talked about is the job that the MSU defense has done on Hallie Smith. The SIUE post player, just 7 points and a total of five rebounds.
Charles hits the first of two free throws. Eagles flip the script on SIUE today with free throw line. Morehead State has shot 34 freebies to 22 for the Cougars. Inbound or an entry pass to Clayton. A little up and under move. Left-handed scoop shot is good. 77-62 Eagles, under a minute to play. Pass ahead to Haley Rhodes into the front court. Far corner to Skylar Barnes. Skip pass to Sekiaroli on the right wing, out top to Charles. Guarded out high right by Galuza. 10 seconds on the shot clock, 35 seconds to play in this ballgame. Charles around Galuza, pull-up jumper, free throw line, air ball. But saved. Inbounds by King, but a shot clock violation on the Eagles.
V tried to take a dive and draw a foul, but not close enough to make that call.
27.7 seconds to play as Williams will check back in for the Cougars, replacing Sylvie. Williams gets it inbounds to Sheehan. She'll work it up the left side into the front court. Entry pass to Clayton. Turnaround move against King, up and in. 77-64 Morehead State. Inbounds to Charles. 17 seconds to play. Charles slowly moves it ahead against Sheehan. And across the timeline. And Sheehan will concede. And Charles will just dribble it out. So Morehead State, not the greatest offensive performance of the year, but they forced 24 turnovers against the Cougars, and defensively are able to take command and come away with their fourth OVC victory in five tries. defeating the Cougars of SIUE today 77-64. We'll come back to talk about it some more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Moorhead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Moorhead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Back at First Community Arena in Edwardsville, Illinois, Moorhead State's women basking in the glow of a 77-64 victory over the Cougars of SIUE. We're joined now by MSU coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, we were talking off the air, maybe not the prettiest game offensively, but a heck of an effort on the defensive end to kind of key things for you.
Yeah, you know, they have five players that are just can go off at any time. You know, they have the good big kids surrounded by shooters. And, you know, I usually we talk about the number that I feel like that we have to get to win. And I was a little concerned because I wasn't sure that we could hold them. I know everybody talks about matchups and things, but I didn't love our matchups today. But I thought we did a great job playing team defense. Good things we did, you know, we didn't turn the ball over. I think at the half we only had three.
Right.
You know, when they started pressing us and we got a little bit fatigued, we turned it over a little bit late. But still, 13 in a second day road game versus a team that plays that kind of tempo is good. We had three people in high double figures. V had 18. Haley had 14. Kate had 16. We were down on the rebounds at half, and we ended up out-rebounding them.
Right. Offensive glass you owned today for the most part. Ended up 16-11, but that discrepancy was pretty big, 12-7 in second-chance points. So
yeah,
a little bit of a difference there.
See, what is that? You know, my favorite stat is the assist on made baskets.
Yep.
13 on 24.
Yep, not bad. Not quite as high a percentage as you have had in OVC play, but still very, very respectable.
A great third quarter.
Yep.
And, you know, pretty high scoring first half. So, you know, to get away with a win, I think I told you before the game, nobody should look at their record and think that they're not a good basketball team.
Right.
You know, they played Eastern close. They played Little Rock close. They played Western Illinois pretty close. Southern Indiana got away from them a little bit, but They can score, and you know, I was sweating it a little bit down about the last 5-6 minutes. You know, the game got a little rough. That's all I'll say about that. Just a little bit rough, but held on. You know, We didn't shoot free throws very well first half, but I think second half did pretty well. Just good to get a win, you know, get home before this snow.
Yeah. I mean, you came into OVC play, hadn't won a road game all year, and now you've rattled off three since you started OVC play, and here you are. And, you know, we've talked about it. It's an 18-round fight. You've still got a long way to go, but, you know, through those first five rounds, you're 4-1 and one game behind the conference leaders. So not a bad place to be.
Not a bad place to be, but we'll be happy on it. Makes the bus ride home a little bit better. Mm-hmm. No easy task this coming week. You know, I think we've got a split week coming up. We've got it's Martin at home first,
home against
Martin. And then we go to Southern Indiana.
And they're the one team that's ahead of you right now in the conference standing, still undefeated in OVC play. And Screaming Eagles Arena is not an easy place to play.
No, it's not. Coach doesn't. Both the coaches we're about to play are phenomenal coaches, and their teams are very disciplined. And it's going to be a big week for us. You know, we'll rest tomorrow, get a little treatment, and then Monday we'll start with our prep and try to build into a great week, and need to have another good week, right?
Yep, exactly. We'll let you go. I know it's a long bus ride back home on a chilly evening, but congratulations on a big road win.
Thank you very much. Can I ask one favor? If all the Moorhead folks that listen, if y'all could please come out, come a little early, bring a friend. It helps us a lot.
Yeah.
I know our games are difficult to get to, at that early time frame, but it really, really helps us, and it means a lot to us. We'd love for you to come out.
Tip time on Thursday, 5:00, so and the men will play after that, but yeah, absolutely, 5:00 tip time. Tennessee Martin coming to town on Thursday. You're absolutely right. Again, congratulations.
Appreciate you.
All right, Coach Caleb Petrie, we'll be back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
77-64, Moorhead State's women reign victorious in Edwardsville, Illinois, against SIUE this afternoon. Earlier today, the MSU men, not so fortunate, losing their first conference game of the year to SIUE by a final count of 61-48. With the win today, Moorhead State holds on to second place in the OVC, trailing only Southern Indiana, who is not in action today. We'll take a look at the other final scores from around the OVC in women's play today. Tennessee Tech beat Southeast Missouri 76-65. Little Rock, a road win at Tennessee Martin. Moorhead State's next opponent being UT Martin. Little Rock, a 57-48 win there today. Eastern Illinois over Western Illinois, 72-63. And it was Tennessee State with a home victory over Lindenwood this afternoon, 83-80. Taking a look at some of the final numbers from this game, brought to you by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State, 24 of 68 from the field, 35%, 5 of 25 from deep, and 24 of 34 from the free throw line. Really kind of picked up the pace from the stripe in the second half and finished at 70.6% for the day. SIUE, 21 of 58, 36.2% from the field, 6 of 18 from the three-point area, and 16 of 22 from the free throw line, 72.7%. Rebounding, Morehead State, a 43-42 edge. And on the offensive glass, MSU 16-11. Turnovers, Eagles did a great job again today taking care of the basketball. 13 turnovers, but a lot of those came late after the game was pretty much decided. And then forcing 24 turnovers on the day. Eagles with 15 steals this afternoon, just one shy of their season high. Eagles were led in scoring by Veronica Charles with 18. 16 points for Katie Novick to go with 5 rebounds. And 14 points for Haley Rhodes. Blessing King, another strong day on the glass. 13 rebounds, 6 of those on the offensive end, as she continues to be among the nation's leaders in offensive rebounding. Leading scorers for SIUE in double figures today, Molly Sheehan with 18, 11 for Stoller, and 11 as well for Olivia Clayton off of the bench. Again, the final score, Morehead State 77, SIU Edwardsville 64. We'll take one more break and come back and wrap things up after this here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
77-64, Morehead State's women knock off SIU Edwardsville. Today, MSU with the win improves to 9-7 overall, 4-1 in OVC play. Good for second place so far in the conference standings. The Cougars of SIUE fall to 3-15 and 0-5 in OVC action. Again, Morehead State will be back in action on the hardwood this coming Thursday, back at home at Johnson Arena. The women will take on Tennessee Martin at 5 o'clock, and the men take on the Skyhawks of UTM at 7:30. For my partner Chuck Mraz and our studio engineer and producer Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Again, your final score, 77-64, Morehead State over SIUE. Thanks for listening here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.